You have done. You have done. You have done. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, you have done great things.
You have done great.
Declare with your mouth, tell him, you have done, you done.
Oh, you have done.
Yes, Lord.
Great things, Lord.
You have done
great God, you have done great things.
You have done great things.
Oh, you've done great things.
You have done great things.
Let's bless him. Open your mouth and say, I bless you. That's why I'm here this evening. I just magnify you. I appreciate you, God Almighty, my Father. Thank you, King of Glory. I appreciate you for all you've been doing in my life. I want to thank you. I want to give you glory. I want to give you honor. You are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. From this, my lips, I bless you. From my heart, I adore you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Can we clap our hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. Sit down. Praise God. You know, when I came up here, a lot of things, you know, you just do. But when I came up here, when Reverend Mrs. Finnis and I came up here, I had certain thing that when we started singing, I had that. Don't leave from where you are. Let me explain that. You see, as a child of God, I hope you are listening. I never said this before. You know, just woke up and I got this enlightenment. You see, don't leave from your flesh. And don't leave from your mind. I'm not saying you should stop using your mind and stop feeling your body. But you will not be happy if you live on your feelings. You feel like that. I mean, as per time. Second, what's the current mood and thoughts in you? You see, you just finished fighting somebody and then that mood is there, or you're just either disappointed or something you are looking for, you have not gotten it. Those are kind of mood and thoughts in your mind. Don't leave from there. I will explain myself next. Or maybe you're just feeling hungry, you are feeling tired. You are. So, you see, those are qualities of your flesh and your mind. And that's not who you are. You see, I got a cloth on. It has a particular texture, but that's not me. Your body is like cloth. It's your cloth. It has texture. It has moods. It has brain waves. Don't. If you live from there, I'm not saying you should stop. Cut off your brain. To feelings and thoughts, they will occur to you. Sometimes you feel down. Sometimes you feel depressed. Sometimes, for instance, now, I don't feel as you'll be in this service. Right? Pastor, serious? And that's my feeling. How many of you sometimes you don't feel to go for that exam? Don't you go? You know? So, your feelings currently will happen. You came in with feelings. You came in with feelings. Like you came in with clothes. And you came in with thoughts. Different thoughts. But don't start from there. You see, Bible says, walk. Let's go to chapter 5, Galatians. Talking about how to worship God. Bible says, worship God where? In spirit. Am I right? Am I right? Not in your current feelings or current moods and thoughts. Hallelujah. Give us chapter 5, verse 16, Galatians, quickly. I just came up, that came up in my heart. I said then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. People that trusted the Bible, they made it difficult for us to understand this verse, so it's difficult to understand. But let me say it like this to you. Cooperate with God from your spirit, and your feelings and your thoughts won't have much to do with it. That's Tunde Amosun translation. Do you get that? See what I just said? Cooperate with God by your spirit, and your feelings and your thoughts will not dominate or be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. If you ever work in customer service here, you know what I'm talking about? See, you are, I've told you before, you come to come and work, and you must smile. Am I right? Or hostess. You must smile. Maybe you just got your food burnt before you came to work. What do you do? You just put on a smile. Right? Excuse me, welcome, sir. What do you want to eat? You don't say, I don't know what you're going to eat. My own food was burnt before I left home. You do that at work. Do you not? Sometimes you bring the class to teach when you are not feeling all right. What do? You don't say, you all pray for me that I'll be able to speak the next word. You don't do that. But when it comes to spiritual things, because, you see, there is a lecturer in him different from his thoughts and feelings that must do that job. And there is a spirit in you. Say that with me. There's a spirit in me. One more time. There's a spirit in me that's always ready for God. Let me share this more with you. I just felt, when I was coming up, this is not my plan at all, but I just want to help you. Let's go to Mark 14. Hallelujah. You're helping worship a lot. And I'll show you how to do some things that will help you spiritually. Okay. Let's go. Take a look. Verse 37. Give us a message, Bible. Take a look at this. Mark 14, verse 37. He came back and found them sound asleep. Guys, this one's not on. And he said to Peter, Simon, you want to sleep on me? That sounds really... Can't you stick it out with me a single hour? Look at this verse. Stay alight. Be in prayer so you don't enter the danger zone without even knowing it. Don't be naive. Say that with me. Don't be naive. Part of you is eager, ready for anything in God as you are seated now. You may not feel that. You may not even think like that. But part of you right now is eager, ready for anything in God. Did you hear what I just said? Ready to love, ready to believe, ready to be patient. But another part is as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire. Did you hear what I just said? You see, I wish you would learn this. It would make all the difference in your life. That's a part of you that come to worship God. That's a part of you that doesn't want to worship God. See, that part of you that doesn't want to worship God is not the real you. That doesn't want to pray. Have you ever had, you just feel like you're just getting critical. Just getting critical. Something happens, you just start getting critical. Whatever anybody says, you attack it back. You see, that's part of you that is flesh, thoughts, mood. But then you switch over to your spirit, which is always ready for anything in God. Ready to worship. See what I just said? Now listen. Now somebody, they just imagine you're not feeling like that. Someone say, please pray for me. I'm sick. That moment, what do you do? No, you pray for anybody because I'm not feeling all right. That part of you that is not feeling, just bypass it and cooperate with that one that is strong. Pastor, there's nothing inside of me that is strong. You're a liar. What did I call you? Because you are not true to yourself. Praise God. Pastor, I don't feel. I just don't feel. See, this microphone is here. I don't feel that it will speak. But when I put it on, it starts speaking. So you can put on your inside. Tell yourself, I can put on my inside. He said, walk in the spirit. Cooperate with God from your spirit. Just believe that you are that moment. You are. Tell yourself, I'm complete in Christ. One more time, say that. I'm complete in Christ. I'm ready to worship God. I'm ready to believe God. I'm ready to go all the way with God. But say, Pastor, I'm lying. I don't feel like that. Mm-mm. Your body is lying. Your feeling is lying. The real part is that you want to go with God. You want to see the glory of God. The greater one is inside of you. Amen. Say that with them. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything. Not by my flesh, not by my thoughts. You know, I do this. So I don't feel like praying. Somebody said, oh, let us pray. The moment I closed my eyes, I switched off from my body and from my thoughts. I focus on the inside. So I pray like that. So when I when I come for worship, the same thing I do. You know, sometimes it may take some battle, but you just do that. Bypass it. Praise God. Now, your current feeling right now, I want you to close your eyes. Whatever you are feeling, whatever is going on in your thoughts or in your feelings, now tell yourself, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my strength. I am a child of God. I am an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ who was, and I can worship God well tonight. And I will worship God well tonight. Hallelujah. Now open your eyes. One of the biggest things you must learn to do in life is worship. In fact, the most critical thing of your life is to worship. Don't see worship as just, see it as a connecting. See worship like a filling station. You know filling station? Your car will never go very far without fuel. So worship is just no more than just like, just sing. That's why we put worship on Friday, so that we can have a connecting base communal-wise, regularly. So that we can. So see worship like that. Let me show you something about worship. If you have a car here, sometimes your battery may just grow old. Am I here? It won't start quickly. First time you buy a battery, or work on it. Even the battery you use for your phone, sometimes you know they start going down. If you are using iPhone, they will say it's 80% efficient. Is it? Battery life. So that's battery life. And so the same way can happen to you that you want to worship God in the spirit, but your spirit is not that. So what do you do? This is one of the things you do. Are you listening? Are you here? One of the things you do to take the book of Psalms. God put book of Psalms in the Bible so that can help us jumpstart spiritually. Take a look, Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. And I have warned them in the magnifiers for years that this is where the problem is. They do it from the soul point of view. They just think that everybody's ready for song. Everybody's same mood and same thoughts. So it's difficult. Hallelujah. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest tonight. I won't ask the question. I'm going to be honest tonight. When you first came in like that, even the songs, they are not just flowing. Don't put up your hands. Okay. Finally, before this service is over, I'll wake up. Praise the Lord. So, but what do you do to jump that? Look at Ephesians 5, verse 18. It says, do not be drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. How? Look at next verse. Speaking to yourself, to one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So, you can take psalms, songs, sing. It's like people that get drunk, they enter into the flow. So the same way God has designed that you'll be able to use this to help you. For instance, I do this. So let's go to Psalm 121. Let's just pick one. Now, don't go and pick the one that says, Lord, kill all my enemies. You see, David, in those moments, he was talking to God from his privacy. And he was telling God how down he was outside. Down outside. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. So he comes from outside complaining. But after a while, you start praising God. Right? Look at Psalm 121. What did he say? Give us verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? Some of you never understood this psalm. You just think, I will lift up my eyes to the hills and just look around. Give us a Message Bible. Maybe it will give us some. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? See that? Mountains are gigantic things, big things you can rely on. Another way to read this verse is that mountains are difficulties, barriers. I will look to the mountains because they are heavy and tough and barrier before me. But does my help come from them? The next verse. What is it? Next verse. No! My strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains. Close your eyes and say that. My strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains. So I'm strengthened by God. Now, I'm strengthened by God. The God who made the heavens, the earth, the mountains is my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You see, if you go to swimming, the swimmer, they just don't stay at that point like that and jump from the rock into the water. That's what we call diving board. That's something they put over there. They first of all land on it. Am I right? And from there, it becomes a diving board to get into the water. So these psalms are like diving. When you wake up in the morning, you don't feel all right. Your spirit, just waking up in the morning, is not yet attuned to that dimension of who you are. But then you can just open psalms. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I said, glory to Jesus. So he said, the Lord is my strength. Let's read the next verse. Go back to, he won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep. Praise God, somebody. You know, sometimes people just fall asleep and things just get out of their hands. But your father will never fall asleep on you. Oh, we saw Peter sleeping. Tell yourself, he will keep me. He will watch over me. He won't let me go into the arms of the enemy and be destroyed. Come on, close your eyes and say, he will never let me fall out. He will never. See, you're talking from your spirit now. From your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Now, the second one you do that also can help you quickly to switch over to the spirit is 1 Corinthians 14. You know, a lot of us move from our mind and our thoughts and our feelings a lot. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. Maybe read verse 13. Yeah, see. For if I pray in a tongue, what happened? My spirit, what does it do? It prays. But my understanding is what? Is what? Unfruitful. See, our lives are largely lived from our understanding. Our lives largely live from understanding. How much is that money? Okay, you pay. Should I come back tomorrow? Yes, we'll plan for that. I'm not sure of what happened yesterday. Tomorrow is not yet clear. So I do things based upon my understanding. I know he's smiling at me. So I smile back. That's our understanding. But I said, God, my spirit too. Now, God expects that when you come for worship, you should come worship him in spirit. Am I right?
Pastor, but what about my feeling and my understanding?
Drag it along. You come along with it. You don't put it first. What do you do? See, this is what I'm telling you now. You put your spirit first, not your understanding. That's where you act the way you act. That's why you have these bad behaviors and bad mood. Because you put your feelings and your thoughts first. That's why you act the way you act. That's why you answer your husband anyhow. That's why you talk to your children. That's why you get angry. Because you are putting your thought and your feelings first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, if I pray in tongues, look at next verse now. So what should I do? So what's the conclusion then? What will I do? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I also sing with understanding also. Praise God, somebody. See, some of you over here, listen to this. Faith and love are not physical nor mental. Faith, believing God, is not a physical, it's not a mental, logical things. Love is not physical, it's not mental. Loving somebody is not physical, it's not mental. Loving is of the heart. Are you listening to somebody here? I hope you get this today. Loving people, believing, they are not physical. They are fruit of the Spirit. So if your spirit is not exercised, you can't love well, you can't believe well. You think you are believing, you are only having mental assent. You are not believing anything. That's why things don't come to you. You're only agreeing with your head. And I know God will do something. That won't bring anything. For instance, everybody, listen to this. You know, if I'm hungry now, I know how much food costs. I know the food seller over there, which one of them? Restaurant there. But just knowing the food place, I know how much it costs in my mind, won't feed my belly. Praise God. I must act out in the physical to get the food. You know, one of my biggest problems is that we've not been taught about Christian life. We've been taught about church life, taught about, you know, anointing, all those things for ministers. We've never taught how to live the Christian life. The Christian life is the biggest life to live. Of course, we just live career life, marital life. And all those things, they are not able to sustain you. Because now you're laughing with your husband. Next minute you do something stupid or something that you don't like, illogical, you drop off. Or you go to your career, you are happy, you just got a promotion, then they put you in an office where the other guy is fighting you now. And then all that you have been doing, that overshadow promotion, is there. You see that? But if you live from that your Christian life, praise God, somebody. You hear me? If your prayer is not getting answered, you're not living from your Christian life. It's not because, can you consider? No, you're not living from your Christian life. You're living more from the natural and the physical around you. Praise God. Now, I'm not saying that you should go around, you're in the spirit. Huh? You cross the road, you better open your eyes. What I mean is that you live from that point of view. So he said, I'll pray with understanding. I'll sing with the Spirit. See, he put the Spirit first before understanding. So categorically, you should be doing more Spirit than understanding. See, 90% of prayer points are out of order. Listen to this. 90% of prayer points, they are out of order. Particularly here. In our world where we're living today, 90% of prayer points are out of order. See what you said? Next time, think about that. That if you have you have 10 prayer points, usually 9 are not right. How can you say that? I know the way you are even talking about it, you're not talking from God. Are you listening? That's why they don't get answered. But start from your heart. Praise God. Praise God. So sometimes, if you read the Psalms, and then you just stop and just sing in the Spirit, or just pray in the Spirit, you're not feeling all right, just start praying in tongues. Just start praying in tongues. Just, in fact, close your eyes now. Let's just start praying in the Spirit. Just start praying. Let's just start talking to God in the Spirit. Let's start talking to God in the Spirit. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. God is a Spirit. God is a Spirit. God is a Spirit. God is a Spirit. Just talk to him in spirit. Talk to him at his basic level. Just talk to him in the spirit. Oh my God, Sakama. Now talk to him. Don't listen to yourself. Just don't be listening with your ears. Talk to God from your heart. Oh, talk to God from your heart. Can you just play something on the keyboard for me? Oh, come on. Let's speak to where we are the deepest person. We are the highest. We are the most creative at the spirit level. If you want to sing in tongues, or want to just speak in tongues, speak to your heavenly Father, who is a spirit being. Just speak to him. You can sing to him. You can. Best song you can ever sing is spirit. It's not in the physical. It's not in the natural. Don't look around, close your eyes. Just let your spirit trade. Let your spirit exchange. Let your spirit interact with the Father of Spirit. Gracious, mighty is your name, like a fashioned editor. I said, I had a revelation and a brave shadow. Let your spirit be built up. Let your spirit, by conversing with God, attain to greater height. Bible says, he who speaks in the tongues builds up, charges himself. Talk to him in the spirit. Sing to him in the spirit. Don't mind anybody else who speaks. Don't listen to what they are saying. You can't understand that. It's not for you to understand. It's not your business. Talk to your Father in the spirit. He bless you, Lord. You are home. Don't think. Don't use your mind now. Don't use your feelings now. Just let your spirit, that one deep within you, that's below your consciousness. He knows the best right words this season to speak. Creda basha de valina tada de shada bego feda yamanaka. Rabata shiri bane katalida mene shiri vrikata shada baida ka. Itabata shiri yama. Glory. Lord, keep speaking. Edify yourself. Come on. We just sing from here. The clipboard is playing. So just keep talking to your Father in the spirit. Keep singing for you sing in the spirit. Just this is where the rest is. Glory. Not too fast. Not too high. Glory. Glory. Don't sing. Just do that in the spirit you want to do. We can sing from here. Glory. Glory. Glory to the Makasudeba Yakata Sidi Brakashadaba. Rise on the wings of the worship from here. Let your spirit attain to get greater ground. Kabala Shodaba Deva. Islo Makashodabraka Shodaba. Mahatala Kashodaba Yatali Dabra. Kedeshidaba Batalega Shodaba. Kiyaba Kashodaba Tele. One more time, glory, glory. Makasheda bayatala makasheda ba. Daleka bara shuda bayila. Oh, kashe manalaka. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Don't look around. It's your Father. Attend to him with your words from your spirit. It's nonsensical to your head. Don't worry about your head. We worship your name. Mama Casata Libra Casu, Cabale Santa Liga. Yes, Lord, glory, one more time. Cataliba Shadaba, the Casa de Panama Shadaba. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Asaka dali kabali ka. Yes, Lord. Masore. Asaka dama na shakaya. He bless your name. Oh, your glory, your mercy. Rose like a river over our lives. Yes, Lord. Spiritual realm today. If you leave your body or in your body, you enter spiritual realm. There's music going on all the time. Angels, that's why they don't want to come back here. People that went, it's all over. You don't have to participate in it, but it just enhances the atmosphere, is just that way. Some of you don't know how to use songs. You know, you have songs on your phone. You know, you should help them. You should not be. You don't have the artist in your house like that. For instance, your phone. You know, Nigerians are solica emotional with their songs. You notice that somebody will come with a particular song, we sing, we get dry, then go to the next one. Huh? But some songs have stayed forever. Like forever, oh Lord. You know, the excellence is your name. So they stay. But some of these songs just come bam like that. Huh? They just go for a while and take off. Now, they are to Amasiah now. Huh? It's Messiah now. It's Amasiah. It's Yeshua. After a while, they will dump that one, go somewhere else. Huh? But you see, you buy the album. After a while, you just dump it. Am I right? Right. Or you buy something on your phone, it's just there. But you don't use the song. You should wake up in the morning. It's a great atmosphere of song. It changes your life. It makes you better. Huh? You know, some songs are like now. I was hearing somebody's song singing today. Said, we are not promised tomorrow. I just stop it. I'm promised tomorrow. I'm promised tomorrow. He said, for the plans I have for you, it's not for. But to give you a future and a hope. That's tomorrow. I don't know about you. Is that tomorrow? Praise God, somebody. I said, no, they're emotional. They make you feel one kind. So use songs. When you wake up in the morning, you see, when you wake up like that in the morning, all of us over here, we have issues, we have things. Sometimes it just bogs us down. Sometimes you wake up with the wrong dreams. Anybody happen to you someone just wake up with wrong dreams or wrong thoughts or wrong texts? Just do something. The two wings that God has given you is that you got the Bible and you got the Spirit. You see, sometimes you wake up like that in the morning, there's a particular verse or passage just fasting. Reach out for your Bible. Thank God for phone today. Just reach out and read it first so that you can get some good breakfast spiritually in the morning. Now, sometimes you don't remember nothing. You don't feel so good. So turn to the Spirit and start from talking in tongues. Are you hearing me? Sometimes the word won't come, but the Spirit is always there. So you can just leverage on the Spirit. You know, sometimes you go, something happened. When I heard the news, it sounded like really bad. And I just started taking a walk. As I was taking a walk, I began to take my spirit to dominate over it. Hallelujah. Oh, am I making some sense today? That's personal worship now. Now, let me deal with something very big that they have stopped you from doing. That's not helping you. Have you ever said that? Don't ask God any question. Have you ever before? Don't ask God questions. Just take whatever happens. It hinders and incapacitates your spirit from development. You know what I just said? No. You know something happened. Don't ever ask God questions. Don't. What's it now? Huh? Kabiosi, that will cripple your spirit because you're an outsider. An outsider, you know, you have friends now. You have friends in Guardian. Am I right? And they say, what news? You call him and say, close the Guardian. Am I right? And that will clear things for you. Let me show you something. John 15. Come on, see. So learning to ask. I'm going to show you. Sometimes, why am I feeling like this? You ask God. You just don't. I'll be OC. John 15, are you there? Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. Okay, verse 13 to make it clearer. Verse 13. Okay. Is that verse 13? I can't see the verse on it. Is that verse 13? Is it? Okay, thank you. Let me look at my Bible. It says, greater love has no one than this, than to do what? Lay down one's life for his friends. Look at next verse. For you are my friends. If you do whatever I command you. Next verse. No longer do I call you servant. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. So, don't ask any questions. Shut up. You know, that's why you feel far away from God. I mean, this is Joy, Sabola's daughter. Have you ever seen them walk into their house? They chase, talk, they come back. Am I right? Sometimes we pass them by. I say, my wife, don't pick them. They're just talking. They just gist, they just talk. And you know, you have people that can share things with. When I hear something happening, I just call somebody who is quite close. For instance, if I don't see you in church anymore, I don't call you. You won't tell me the truth. So I call your friend. And they said, he has gone. You see. I don't call you servant. The servant does not know what's matter. But I have called you friends for all the things that I had from my father I made known to you. And your friendship can get really deeper and deeper to the point that God won't tell other things to other people. He'll tell you. You just say, yeah. John, Peter had a problem about who would betray Jesus. He didn't ask Jesus because he knew that he won't tell him. So he said, John, you're the one who just ask him. He said, he that had dropped the... So, one burial away, one down. Until you down, they go, do you know? I don't mean that in a bad way. Italowa. So don't just start doing all that, you know, and never come up from say, no, something happened to you. Just say, Lord. Pastor, you said we should not ask questions. You should ask questions. I'm going to give you three evidence of asking questions in the Bible. Are you ready? That will enhance your worship. It make you to be at home and at home, really, with the Father. Praise God. You know, my wife, if I come now with some money now, sometimes I spend some money more than the money that my wife think I have. My wife say, dear. That's what she said, dear. I say, uh-huh. He said, bless you. Even if I didn't plot to tell her before, the cat is already out of the bag. That's where to leave. Praise the Lord. Like somebody was asking God. See, God said, he said, God, I'm asking you this. I wonder how you're going to get it. God said to him, don't worry. I'm not a thief. I'll get it in the right way for you. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Let's look at God and his friend, Abraham. Take a look. Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Worshiping the Lord, talking with him, magnifying him. Even if you ask a bad question, you tell you, that's a bad question. Are you hearing me? You tell you, okay, I don't want to tell you. Is that all right? But just to, I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't know, you know. I'm just feeling one kind. Ask God, Lord, why am I feeling one kind like this? What's going on? You know, how many of you remember Rebecca in the Bible? She got pregnant and started feeling inside of her, just turmoil, you know, turmoil. She didn't say, what's going on here? She said, she went to go and let's see. So much to see, you know, let's just see. Let's go to Genesis 25. As many of us, we feel distant from God. Okay, 24. Okay. I hope I'm right. It's 25. Yeah, 25. I was correct in the first place. Verse 22. But the children struggled together within her. She didn't know they were twins. And she said, if all is well. You see that? Why am I like this? So she did what? The best thing to do, the best person to ask questions is God. Because if I ask somebody else, he may not give me an accurate answer. Are we here, everybody? So she went to inquire of the Lord. And what happened? Verse 22, 23. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be separated from the other shall serve the younger. See, that moment, that's why she sided with Jacob. You hear me? I don't think the Lord told Isaac that. He told her. She went to the Lord. He said, you know, you got... So he said, the older will serve the younger. So from that moment, she just locked into Jacob. Praise God. Praise God. Say, Lord, I'm available to you. I'm available to you. I'm available. I'm your friend. I'm your daughter. I'm your son. I'm not an outsider. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your peace that's around me. Thank you for the river of your pleasure in my life. Thank you. I'm not left to myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Open your eyes. Genesis 18. Look at what God said about Abraham. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Genesis 18, 17. The Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Shall I hide? Life should not just be hidden to us. Now, I'm going to show you today, God helping us next couple of minutes, how to do that, how to get hold of God to get things done. It's personal worship life and prayer life. Let's look at next verse quickly. Since Abraham has surely become a great nation, a mighty nation, and all that stuff, next verse, then God's talking to himself. Then finally, he talked to Abraham, verse 20, and he said, the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave. So there are levels of sin. That particular sin there is homosexuality. And it's great in the world today. The Western world, they have not seen the consequences yet. Let's go on. And I'll go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the article that come to me. And if not, I will know. Pastor, you mean God doesn't know? No. He has to be a judge and get on the ground. That's where God came from a lot of us. God wants to ascertain. You know, he didn't just stay in heaven here. He knows what's going on, but he just came to ascertain. Like he asked Adam, where are you? Don't you think he knows where he is? Let's go on. What is the next? Then the men turned away from there and went to also. Look at next verse. I love this. And Abraham came near and said, will you? Hey, did you hear that? Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Won't be me. Come on. Will you? Won't you? Won't you? You promised. Will you? Look at next verse. What did he say? He said, suppose there were 50 righteous within. Who taught the 50 up? Was it God or Abraham? We came to this number. He said, 50 righteous. Will you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that we were in it? Next verse. Surely, far be it from you to do such a thing as that, to slay the righteous with the wicked. So, shall the righteous, far be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, are you here? Somebody here? Are you here? He says, God. I say, Father Abraham, here now. I'll show you one more. This one, I love this one. 20. 2 Chronicles 20. You know, that's Jehoshaphat. When they came against him, before they went to go and do worship, you know, they went to fight with the worship. But they were doing it based upon working with God. Hallelujah. Somebody, are you here? 20. Verse 1. Quickly give us. So, it happened after this that people of Moab, people of Ammon, others with them beside the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. And what happened? Then some came and told them that their great multitude is coming against you. Next verse. And Jehoshaphat feared, like you fear too, and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And what did he do in that fast? Look at next verse. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. What did he pray? He started asking God questions. Look at next verse. So he stood before the court. Next verse. And the first question he asked God is this: are you not God in heaven? Take a look. Are you there? Oh, Lord God of our fathers, his first prayer point was, are you not God in heaven? First question. Second question. Let's go to the next verse. Are you not our God? That ain't true. You see, it produces only slaves outside the tent. My brother, you have two kids, right? So you have three kids. Don't they ask you a lot of questions? Particularly when they get good, they ask a lot of questions. Sometimes you get tired. Thank you. That's what children are. They just start asking you. You see, mom, like somebody asked the father, what's today? He said, today is Friday. So what's tomorrow? He said, Saturday. What's after that? Sunday. After that, Monday. Then he got to Friday. He said, is there Friday again? Next week? Today's Friday. Why can't we come to Friday? Father said, go and sleep. Hallelujah. To tell us not to ask God. He said, are you not God? And second, are you not our God? Somebody say, what's the answer to that one? Yes, now. Tell yourself, is he not my God? Is he not the God of heaven? Lift your hands and say, you are my God. And you are the God of heaven and earth. Thank you that you are my God. Oh, whatever valley, whatever mountain, Hallelujah. You are my God. You are my God. I give you glory. You are my God. I bless your name. You are my God. I lift up my hands to you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Now, let's do this. I want to help you right now. I want to show you day by day. You see, you should not be living week by week, and then you should be, because life is coming at you day by day. So you must be, best word, renewed day by day. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. Let's go. That's why worship is so important. It's like you're going to have to buy fuel. Do you know what? The busier your traffic is, the more fuel you need. Am I correct? For instance, now, of course, I've slowed down our traffic because fuel is too expensive. But thank God, worship is never expensive. You can go to our Father. Are we there? Chapter 4, verse 16, 2 Corinthians. Look at it. For therefore, we don't give up. We don't lose courage. But people don't know. They say, don't give up, don't give up. But you give up if you don't do this. Even though our outward man is perishing, things are coming at us, family, marital issues, children, life, career, Nigeria. Yet, what's it? Oh, see that spirit again. See that spirit again. That's the spirit. Yet the inward man is what? Renewed. That's why we worship. That's why Friday is an example. So that we can begin to see how to renew ourselves. And when we are renewed, devil can't stop us. Praise God, somebody. See that what happened to your body? Your body should not be alive. There's no rule that makes your body alive except life within it. And then you eat, you drink water, you breathe. And that keeps life going. Every day. You sleep at night, you wake up in the morning, and your body gets renewed. And the same way, your inward man gets renewed. By two things. By worship. Which includes your prayer life and the word of God. So, I've shown you two things you can do. You can start at these two levels. Spirit understanding. Don't let your understanding overwhelm you. Because things are going to happen here that will baffle your thoughts. That make you moody. So what do? Switch over to the spirit. Hallelujah. Pastor, I don't feel like waking up in the morning and talking to God. Pull out your feeling and come to the spirit. And just start the day with talking in the spirit. Before you know it now, someone start twitching. Start moving. And what happens is that as you are doing that with your inward man, your body follows along. The moment when you are getting the fuel inside, you don't notice now. But when your car starts running, it runs better. Am I correct? It runs longer. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, do something. I just saw this. Do this. Intersperse your day with worship and praise. Don't only, we're going to have time. We're going to have time when we do that. Wake up in the morning or something we're going to do. But intersperse your day. Look at 13 verse 15. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Hallelujah. We'll come back to something we're going to tell you to do quickly, but let's just do this. Therefore, by him, let us what? Let us what? Continually offer the sacrifice of praise. To God. That's what? Fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, listen to me. Everybody listen now. Please listen here. Thanksgiving, praises, what it does is to sensitize you to walk in line with God. Did you get what I just said? See, worship, praise, and you just stop in the middle of your day. You can just every time you can say, Father, thank you, I give you glory. When you do that, something enters that sensitizes your spirit to be in line with God. Now, I've got a prayer point here. Listen to this prayer point. I got big lot of stuff over here. As this one I saw. Listen to this. My brother, UK papers is approved. That's the prayer point. Nothing will go wrong. Now, nobody can pray this. That nothing will go wrong. See, this is what you have to do with your walk with the Lord. It can't be replaced by something else. You see, if you are in tune with God, you will know, oh, let me adjust this. Remove that over there. I'll give you an example. My wife's supposed to travel with my daughter years ago to UK. Are you hearing me? She's supposed to travel. And you see, prepared, and she got to the embassy and they rejected them. Then she just saw it. She simply, she didn't put the paper, that certificate there. So I just turned around. I said, let's go at it again. And they gave her and she went with her. You see, nothing can replace. You just can't pray it. I can't pray. My child will have A. He has to read, prepare, go to the exam hall. Are you hearing me?
Pastor, why can't God give him A? Because God is not the one writing the exam.
You got it. And if you give him A without him doing the A, clap your hands, chitty. See, this kind of thing, you can't pray it. You can't pray it. Now, see, I know this about abroad a lot. See, it's about approved. I have another one here. See, following your soul, be careful. Do more of spirit. I know you don't want to hear that. Like, this person gave me, the Lord, I need you to finish my relocation, to do my relocation, because Hebrews 11:16. The person quoted that verse never knew that verse is not appropriate for him. Let's go and see it. You see, in the bid to get something, you want to, what's the word I want to use? Has it ever happened to you with your children? They want to do something for them that you normally do. So they will tell you, Daddy said, am I right? And then you say, Daddy said that. You go and say, Daddy, I never said anything like that. Joy, am I correct? It's looking at me one kind. They do that. You say, Daddy said. Sometimes you want to cause commotion between my wife. Reverend said. I didn't say anything like that. Sorry. Let's go to Hebrews 11:16. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. See, you remove the heavenly. See something else? Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So he's planning to go to heaven. The city of God. See what I'm talking about? See, like I said, a lot of times prayer points are wrong. The person are wrong. Pastor, I won't write any prayer point again. I want this to be our education so that we can grow up and become bigger. Why? Toys won't do forever, but recars will do. Praise God, somebody. No, don't do that. Now, how do you approve? How do you know that you should go abroad? Then you go to God and pray and say, you see, there's a problem in Nigeria. That's why sometimes I don't know who are Christians in Nigeria. Huh? Don't worry, I know you're a Christian. I don't know who are Christians in Nigeria. You know what I said? Nigerians go the same way, whether they are born again or not born again. They go the same way. You see, one time they were all going abroad. Yeah, but both believers and unbelievers, they're all just going. Then it's closed now. They're not going anymore now. So you don't know who is who actually. You don't know. You just go. I mean, I can't afford that kind of life. You know what I found out? Jesus said, any road you see, people are plenty there. Be very careful. Nigerians don't think, I don't think they are not born again, they are thoughts. They just go the same way everybody goes. Same thing happens in ministry, even in church. Whatever is happening, everybody goes that same way. You see, one prayer point, one church like that, everybody starts praying that prayer point. They said one song like this, you hear unbelievers and believers. My wife was at the embassy, at the visa center years ago. And she didn't know it was Davido. Davido was sitting down. And the way he was, the way he looked, looked so sorrowful. Am I right? Looked so sad. I think it was a kind of a posing. That's where they pose. So people started taking pictures. I don't think you knew that. You didn't even know the video that time. So that was a long time ago. So and a pastor brought his children and said, "Ha, Davido, my children must take picture with you today." And they started. I said, "What? See, they're not Christians, they're pastors. They're not Christians, they're pastors. Nigerians are pastors who are not Christians. Members who are not Christians. They're pastors, but they're not Christians. Why? Christ is not dominating them. Pastor, why are you talking like this? Let me close. John 15, verse 7. You get whatever you want from him. You get whatever you want from him. Look at it, John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, Christ, and my words abide in you. You'll ask what? You never really see prayer answer. I mean, my wife and I, something we are doing right now, rain will stop for us and rain will fall for us. You know what I mean? I don't have to say, Lord, pray. I just say, rain, don't come down. Just stop. Pastor, has anointing. No. Huh? Money will come. Just come. Just, you don't want, have to make a lot of noise. You just desire it. Why? Because no longer just your own. You're too concerned about yourself. That also means, he said, I want you to worship me so that you belong to me. You see, if I'm inside this building now, I don't know what's going on outside. No, be true. I can't see what's going on the road now. I can see it, right? See, when you are inside Christ, the other side no longer bothering you. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go and receive from him. See, let's